This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media, surveying some significant things that have happened in the past week in the wake of the election of Donald Trump as the next president of the United States of America. Our courts, our military courts, continue to act in ways big and small on various things that affect our lives here in America. Commenting now upon the action by Stephen Glynn. He's a U.S. District Judge for the Southern District of Illinois, finding just this past week that the previous ban implemented by the legislature of the state of Illinois, signed by the governor there, that prohibits assault weapons, prohibiting assault weapons to keep us all safe and secure, at least in the state of Illinois, that's unconstitutional, he says. Why? Because you haven't identified an historical precedent, something in the past that justifies in 2023, 2024, you're imposing this kind of restriction on the Second Amendment right. That's what he says, Steve McGlynn. He, of course, does this in the wake of the 2023 passage by the legislature of something called the Protect Illinois Communities Act. It banned those high-powered assault weapons that we've seen in so many of the mass shootings in America. Also, large-capacity magazines, likewise, that compromise our safety and security, as well as the sale, the manufacture, the delivery, and purchase of assault weapons across the entire state. You can't do that in Illinois, said the legislature. The law, of course, was created, you all recall, after that mass shooting in Highland Park during that Independence Parade in July of 2022, drawing some national attention. And in November of 2023, a federal appeals court in Illinois upheld the ban, saying even the most important personal freedoms have their limits. Well, Judge McGlynn has disagreed with that now in the federal system. He says so much about firearms is contentious. Yes, it is, Judge McGlynn. He says from the political debate to the jurisprudential debate, and then he launches into his position. He says at the crossroads of this debate stands the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. He says, despite those who value weapons of war more than public safety, this law was enacted to and has protected Illinoisans constant fear of being gunned down in places where they ought to feel secure. That actually a spokesman for the governor's office responding to what has happened here and announcing, of course, their likely appeal of the judge's decision to a higher court. So we look forward to the attorney general pursuing an immediate appeal and the governor confident that the constitutionality of the Protect Illinois Communities Act will be sustained. But of course, the judge himself, that's the ruling that remains in place as of this day. Judge McGlynn sided with the plaintiff, sided with people who are contrary to that position. He said that the law criminalizes the knowing possession of hundreds of previously lawful rifles, handguns, and shotguns. That's what the judge himself wrote. He said, what is particularly disturbing is that the prohibition of weapons that are commonly owned and used by citizens are now banned. Yes, indeed they are, Judge, because they present a real and present danger to our safety and security. Judge McGlynn went on to say this, they deprive citizens of a principal means to defend themselves and their property in situations where a handgun or a shotgun alone would not be the citizen's preferred arm. Sadly, he said, there are those who seek to usher in a sort of post-Constitution era where the citizen's individual right are only as important as they are convenient to a ruling class. Stunning language coming out of a federal district court judge, but using what our Supreme Court has said in that Bruin case of a couple of years ago, saying you can't support a restriction or limitation on firearms unless you find an historical antecedent for it. The judge now finding that the governor's position, that the legislator's position on all this, banning these assault weapons, that yes, indeed, are weapons of war, have no place in our domestic environment, not in the streets and not in the homes, not in the businesses, in the public places of America. In Illinois, attempt to stop the tumult, the catastrophe that's brought on by these weapons, in place for a long time, until Judge McGlynn just this past week says no. You got to permit, under the Second Amendment, anyone to hold and possess and use, presumably, an assault weapon in America. And if you don't do that, you're running afoul of the Constitution of the United States of America. Again, likely to be appealed where? To the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the appeals court that supervises and oversees us here in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. But as of today, again, Judge McGlynn using that Bruin case from our United States Supreme Court to say that you can't ban assault weapons in America. Stunning, stunning coming out of that district court judge in Illinois. We are always so delighted to take your callers at 855-752-4842, your calls, your inquiries, and that includes you, Joe, from Madison. Appreciate your calling in this segment of the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, Jim, I'd be interested in your reaction to this idea, which is going back to the idea of immigration. It's considered this ginormous problem, which is true, and the legislation that was put together and Trump said, ban it, you know, get rid of it. I'll deal with this stuff when I get in, so that a chance for a legal way of solving this left. But there already exists a legal way, and I'd be curious to your reaction to this. Back in, I think it was 86, Reagan came up with a law that said employers who knowingly hire illegal employees, they are immigrants, are subject to criminal penalties, civil and criminal penalties.
Right.
So the civil penalty was $3,000 and the criminal was 6 months in jail. 12 people this last year got this charge. Can you talk when you get back about why it would be that this side of the equation is not enforced when there already exists legislation to do it?
Outstanding comment, outstanding inquiry, Joe. So appreciate it. And when our program, our broadcast continues at the top of the next hour, I'm going to take that on. So appreciate that insight, because it does go to the rule of law and justice in America, which is all a part of our discussion here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Stay with us for answers to Joe's question and other issues here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.